Hey there, welcome to season three, episode four, the one with the audience truth. Now, following on from my previous episode where we were talking about selling in hard times, this is kind of a follow on from that, particularly if you yourself are kind of struggling with selling things. I think we forget that our audience have a lot of stuff going on in their lives, right? If you've got stuff going on, they've got stuff going on. They're literally no different to you. So we don't want to treat them any differently. We need to think about where our audience is at. And that means that you need to have a really deep understanding of your audience and all the little idiosyncrasies that they may be experiencing right now. So again, I don't have a story from Voxer Coaching because this is also part of my own lived experience. I've been going through this and I'm sharing the things that I've been doing to help me understand more. Because the more that I can help my audience, the more that I end up helping myself. And I truly believe that. Now, that is way easier said than done, particularly when you're looking at your bank balance. And you're looking at your bills and you're thinking, how am I going to pay all the things? So I totally get that. And you need to allow yourself a moment to kind of wallow in the realization that maybe you're not going to be able to pay all the bills, right? And to just kind of have that freak out moment. Then you need to kind of take a step back, take a deep breath, and switch to problem-solving mode. When you switch into problem-solving mode, things become a little bit clearer because we step out of all the emotional stuff and we switch into head and mind center if you're following human design. We switch into that and that becomes a little bit easier. Now we still have to follow what feels easy and fun for us, but in the meantime, we can go out and figure out what is going on and what our audience's truth actually is. Now, this is beyond surveys. And my favorite tool for doing this is Video Ask. I still to this day do not see a lot of people using it, and I know it's a paid tool. There is a free version, so you can test the waters on this, but it is one of the most invaluable tools that I've used to really find out what my audience is doing, what they're struggling with. Now, I use Video Ask in multiple ways, but the most common way that I use it is to do some feedback loops, right? So I might start out with an initial question that I'll send out to a segment of my audience, and then they'll start to reply back. And then we enter into one-on-one conversations. And that's what I mean by a feedback loop, because I can have as many conversations with this one person as they will allow me to, because they continue to respond, I will continue to respond. And it gives me so much data. Now, you may not have, hundreds of people responding, but the people who do are the people who genuinely are looking for help and support from you because they're responding to this very unique way of getting information, right? So typically, whenever I put out a video ask, I get far more responses than if I was to do just a quick survey. Now, you could choose to do just a quick poll in your email as well. That could be effective, but if you really want to uncover, right? Uncover being the operative word. If you really want to uncover your audience's truth, where they're at, what they're struggling with, how you might be able to help them right now, that's only going to happen with conversations. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not have time for Zoom calls. In fact, anytime I think about having to jump on a Zoom call, I really just want to kind of poke my eyes out. This is why I love asynchronous tools like Video Ask, like Voxer. They allow you to do these types of conversations without having to have your makeup on, without having to be in a certain space. You don't need your button chair. You could literally be walking around, even with Video Ask. And the great thing about Video Ask is that your people don't have to record a video. They can respond with text or audio or video, right? They have that option. But I would recommend that if you use Video Ask, that you always respond with a video. I have so many people who, when they reply and then they get a video back from me, come back and say how surprised they were. I was like, I did not expect you to actually reply back with a video and actually give me some concrete advice. So if you want to do this little deep dive, I highly recommend doing something like Video Ask. Now, there are other options. I think there, I cannot think. There's one that starts with B, and if you know what it is, drop it in the comments below. But I can't think what it is. But if you do Video Ask similar, you'll find different options for doing something like this. I personally just really like Video Ask. I like the user interface. I like how really easy it is for someone to respond. So, my beautiful friend, your best next step is to figure out your own version of this. You can absolutely use Video Ask, and you will find my affiliate link below or something similar. So, if you wanted to, you could do WhatsApp, you could do Facebook Messenger, whatever it is that you want to do. But use something that's different, something that they're not used to seeing. It will ensure that you actually get some results. And then once you've got at least 10 responses, that's kind of my benchmark, then you can take the data and throw it into your favorite AI tool. And mine just happens to be Magi. Yes, there's an affiliate link below. And ask it to come up with some ideas based off your current offer suite. So this is another reason why I'm a huge fan of Magi, is because I have no problem uploading all of my data into Magi because it stays in Magi. Doesn't get shared with ChatGPT or Claude or Perplexity or Gemini. It stays private. So I upload all of my current offers. There are 52 plus. And then using my CEO persona, I then go, okay, this is the results from a recent sort of feedback conversation that I had with several of my people and, in my email list. Here is the data. Come up with whatever patterns you see, that type of thing. That's kind of the first question. Then the second question is, okay, now that you've identified those patterns and the things that people might be struggling with, based on my current offer suite, do I have any gaps? And then whatever happens from there happens from there. Now, if I don't, then I might go back and say, okay, so I don't have any gaps. So, what do you recommend I do from an angle perspective? Because positioning is everything. Sometimes you don't even need to do something new, you just need to position it differently. In other words, come at it with a different angle, right? That's what that is all about. So that's what your action step is to decide how you're going to get your feedback from your audience, figure out whether you have any gaps in your current offer suite, and then follow that pathway. And then once you've got some information, then you can start to segment and present offers to the audience who are the most engaged, right? So if you didn't listen to the previous episode, we talked about that a little bit more there. So I recommend going back and listening to that if you haven't. And that's how you start to really get in front of the audience who are actually looking for the support that you offer. And that's it for today's Simple Success session. If you're ready to take action and start implementing this, including having a look at what I have done inside Video Ask, then you can get access to that inside the feedback loop, 30 days of one-on-one coaching via Voxer, and daily feedback. It's just $100, and you can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. So until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.